Kyle. Thank you.
And how many? How much did you write for each?
Actually, without knowing, I didn't know that we were not supposed to do French and everything. So I wrote, because I've had a little bit of, you know, training in some of the languages. So I just wrote about, you know, I just wrote what I could.
Okay, how long did it turn out to be?
Well, I'm a very to the point person, so it turned out to be like half a page. I'm very to the point.
Mine's probably gonna be double spaced.
It was double spaced. Okay, double spaced was a page, so it really wasn't that bad. Fully justified font, you know, readable, centered headings, everything. Tab markers where they were supposed to be, but then again, I'm very.
I just don't know what to write about. That's why.
Write about how you think it sounded. I mean, did his English sound like Spanish?
I'm not that well, you know, learned, I guess you could say.
You don't have to. Style. You don't have to be. I mean, not all of us are. I'm not. I mean, I'm not a native English speaker, for goodness sakes, you know?
And I don't have
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Let's see how cold this is. Oh! Feel how cold this is, Dawn.
Wait, what did you say?
Feel how cold this is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see
the
breath this morning?
Yeah.
It was like nuts. I was like... You know the whole little kid thing, like, pretending you have like a fake cigarette.
What?
No one was using my bag.
What the heck?
But
yeah,
a
little kid thing.
Oh.
Yeah, we still have our final on the 10th though, but it's gonna be online. Mm-hmm. Not in class.
I already told my English teacher that I'm gonna be late to her class, and she's like, just don't come like right after class
to turn in your 8-page essay. I'm just gonna be late.
No.
Oh. Like, I told her, like, I need to do this. Like, I scheduled it at 12. I should have scheduled it during... No, I couldn't because tomorrow was rep. But so the only way we could have done it was during English.
What?
Oh, it's 55?
Holy cow.
I didn't even realize. I'm sitting here talking and typing, and I'm, like, not even paying attention to it.
Yeah, it's 7:55. Yeah, it's 7:55. Okay, well.
Okay. I have a question about our final. Might piano finals have the same very exact time as diction finals? Is there a possibility I could go first? I could go to my piano
final?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Okay, almost falling is not really what I call a start to a good day.
Don't fall. Yeah.
Oh, I think we get to do Death of Halls in 7/8 today.
Yeah, I have never done an alto, so I'm like...
Oh, I've never done the piece at all. I've never even heard it.
Oh, it's pretty fun. It's a really fun piece. It's just a pain sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I learned it for caroling when I was in a women's chorus at my school.
Okay, I hate this area. I hate that area. It makes me... I'm very claustrophobic, so... Okay. I think I'm here.
Yes,
I'm here. Oh. Now you don't want this crooked, Don.
Have you ever heard of the crooked man?
Yeah, there was a crooked man who walked a crooked mile. No.
Yeah, he walked a crooked mile.
No, wait, no, there was a crooked man with it. Oh, yeah, he had a crooked smile. He... Something
it was like
had a crooked stick. No, had a crooked stick,
like,
and he walked a crooked mile. How does the rest of it go?
Had a crooked cat, caught a crooked mouth, and all of a sudden
I know.
That's right. I can't believe that I still remember.
You know that's a Hebrew. You need a Hebrew child.
No, it is.
I will laugh and make you break her.
Oh wow, I did not know that.
I played games. It was very creepy.
Huh? I really didn't know that.
Like, I already know every single word. I know.
It's funny because I mean the mother. Goose rhymes that
mean,
we have.
But I didn't realize that's
I
not
think
my
that being. Like, I met a little, I met a man who didn't say his prayer, so I took him by the legs and threw him down the stairs.
Yeah, I couldn't just translate whatever.
Oh, you translate like English?
Yeah, I know.
Because I know about every single word, I just don't know.
All of them are like evil. Jack's frat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, so both, but, and so between them both, you see he licked the platter clean.
Review my diction.
So, the crooked man has actually has the second verse.
Really?
And they can't, they don't put it in nursery rhymes.
Is it,
He hates himself.
Oh! He does?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember how it goes. Let me find it.
I love Hermione.
Huh.
Also, I see a lot of myself in her.
That's, I didn't, oh, this thing is cold.
I mean, like, crying about this spider.
This keyboard is just freezing.
Molly!
I love
how
he just left us. I love how when
he's married, he doesn't exactly he's went to his office or something. There he is.
Excuse me, Sarah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ellie. I do this every time. Oh, I'm so selfish. I'm so shellfish. Oh, someone smells good. I'm not sure who it is, but someone smells really good. I think it was you, actually, Ellie. Yeah, I think it was you, Elliot. It smells really good. Okay, did I offend her?
No, she was just walking out.
Don't do that.
She's like, Sarah, Sarah, smell good. Oh, offended.
Well, some people can get. Some people, oops.
No, most of us all had class.
Some people can get offended by that. Let me see. Oh, there it is. There's my note taking. Come on. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, what's up?
You coming to the pizza party today?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go just for a minute. Oh,
yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, excuse me. Ooh. That was gross. I can't help it. Did you get the email about our test, or about our test in here?
I think so.
Yeah.
What was it?
Basically, it was. It's been moved to next Thursday. Yuck. I'd rather it be Tuesday because I have a test. I have a jury that day, but, you know, it's all right. I'm sure something conflicted. Otherwise, he would have, you know. It's probably not him who makes the decision. It's probably the music department, so. He does whatever they tell him to. Or he does whatever they... Yeah, I said that right. All right. What the heck? Just come on.
Why is he late on days when Mark's sure of time is when it's not?
I don't know. He is not. His car is not always a guarantee to him. So. Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening. It's odd.
I use the bus sometimes. That's a pain in the butt. I don't like to skip that much. Right.
Oh, come on.
Well, most of you guys are here, so let's get started. The final is going to be on a level of difficulty, hopefully slightly less than what this poem is that we're going over today.
Mm-hmm.
The Despina's aria, in Uomini?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nothing, Kelsey?
I looked at the final schedule, and a couple of us with PO 3 have our diction final at the same time.
All right, now, those times are... Do you have, like, slots that you're there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
So if we were able to sing, like, in the beginning,
okay? Yeah, that's perfectly fine. That's not a big deal.
Cool.
If we have to switch people around in order, that's okay.
Okay.
Okay? All right. I've looked at my mailboxes, and a large majority of you have not turned in a copy of your piece, so... It's... your own problem when the accompanist can't play your piece at all. I'm just putting that out there and you end up with a bad grade. as a result, because you're fumbling around trying to deal with musical issues and not diction things. So if you haven't gotten a copy yet and you happen to have one in, you might want to get it in now. Okay. That's why there was that due date of November 17th, if I remember correctly. 19th. It was somewhere in the middle of November, a week and a half before Thanksgiving.
Do we have the same pianist as we have ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. And again, if you want to. If you want to pay the extra money and bring in your own pianist, that's okay. yes, Kelsey?
For the midterm, you let us turn in the IPA a bit early and you would, like, check it. Do you think we could bring it in next class? Or is it too, like, late now? Because you didn't, like, mention it this time.
Aren't the next two classes us singing, actually?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Thursday, no, it was going to be this week, but because we canceled class on Thursday, that's not... Because I wanted to at least go over a few things in here to make sure life was good. Besides, there's enough time during the final period. Also allows you guys a little bit more flexibility with the written portion itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what did you tell Kelsey?
You can turn it in. Find me during juries.
Get it
to me in by Thursday.
Okay.
Find me during juries. I'm there all day, both days.
Okay.
That's the bane of my existence. Okay, it's not something I look forward to each semester. I like hearing you guys sing, but time-wise, this is not one of my
classes.
So I get to help coordinate that. So I will be there writing the last of my paper, studying for my own finals, and running you guys in and out, and making sure that you have all of your forms, which will be most of my time.
Oh.
I'll try to have things done. To give you guys kind of the schedule of mine, I have a Beethoven paper due Thursday, an Elliott Carter paper due Tuesday, a final on Tuesday. Then I give two finals on Thursday. Oh, I forgot voice juries Tuesday and Wednesday. Then I give two finals and take a final immediately following the last final that I give. So my schedule is very tight. And we'll try to work around it as best as possible. But c'est la vie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Reese, yes.
Like have it underneath our music, like,
yes.
Or,
okay. Most of you guys should have selected pieces to make life a little bit easier. If you guys have selected a song from the 24 or 26 Italian songs, the Andarias, the IPA should be readily available in the Exploring Art Song Lyrics by Retzlaff and Montgomery. That nice little book. Ask your buddies who have taken vocal literature. IPA should be in there. If you were singing out of an edition edited by Glenn Peyton, okay. In other words, if you're doing the light purple or the light blue book or the 28 Italian songs from 17th and 18th centuries, IPA should be in there. It might not be in the song itself, but it should be along with the translation there. If you're singing an aria, ipasource.com, although that'll cost you like a dollar or two.
Don't you grade our IPA?
I do grade your IPA, and I'm encouraging you to use alternative sources to streamline some things, or to at least go and check. Okay. Other sources. Okay. So exploring art songs and lyrics. Okay, if you're singing an Italian art song. Salesforce.com. You can maybe go for some mildly outdated IPA, but for the Italian, it shouldn't be a big deal. It would be, no, not translations. I can't remember what it's called. It's, if you look up Burton Coffin, it's not translations of songs and arias, although the translations are kind of nice. There is an older text. I can never remember its name now, because it's, there's been newer sources, so to speak, like IPA sources, really taken over things. But there should be IPA for art songs and some arias. Like, I know that where I initially got my flower song aria, the IPA from was from those books. And I believe it's in two volumes. Look for the one with the Italian. These, if I remember correctly, are on reference in... Try looking around ML54 in the .6 in the reference section of the music library. You should be able to find it there. If it's in the music library. Otherwise, that would be a good place to go look elsewhere. But that'll help streamline things. I encourage you guys to do the IPA on your own and then go check. Okay? It's always, what you will find in the real world, even with various people that you study with, is that everybody wants to transcribe things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Even in here. Okay, I mean, compared to the book at times, there are a few variances. Not a whole lot. I mean, the core is always there. If you walk away with an Italian diction knowing that you generally open a vowel when you see two consonants that follow, and you know that you're supposed to have part of the double consonant on the first syllable and part of it on the second syllable, I think we'll be okay with the Italian. The English was kind of like the nasty, oh my gosh, what's going on, kind of thing. All right, but...
Some of these words have different pronunciations than you might think when you first read them. Are you a little less hard on us for that, since we don't know the Italian language? Because, like, some of these words have, like, different stress areas. A few of them I have to look up to hear it.
We're going to go over some... Since you guys aren't... Here's another resource that should answer your questions as well. First of all, there's a reason why I selected this. There are some things that we haven't gone over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, Felici Sguardi, instead of Squardi. Okay, also to reinforce the rules of when we see words that end with R, the chances are it's a verb. And we should probably stress that last syllable, not the second to last. Those will help reinforce some things. When you go in IPA things, if you're not sure about where to put stresses and stuff like that, look at your music and see where the composer actually put that syllable. If it's on a strong beat, it's probably stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. If it's on a strong beat, if it's on beats 1 or 3 in a 4-4 bar... It's probably stressed, unless it's Mozart. Then you have to watch out.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Alright. The one aria that comes to mind is one of the ones that I used to sing, Il mio tesoro. Okay, he puts a lot of unimportant syllables on some very, very long notes, and he puts them on strong beats as well.
Mm-hmm.
He does some funny things sometimes. Candle does it too. however, if you have stuff that was set by an Italian composer, chances are they set their own language very well. Look for the stresses in most of the editions, even if they've been modernized a bit to include bar lines and dynamic markings and stuff like that. It should be fairly obvious, right? The other thing is to go listen to a recording.
Mm-hmm.
See what the professionals stress. Okay. You'll also notice that phrasing-wise, they probably also stress maybe one or two syllables over the rest of a given phrase, even though technically in here we're learning about how to stress things with more than two syllables anyway. In other words, they're going for the overall meaning of the phrase. That's part of diction too. Alright, so, Despina's aria, if we have no more questions. Alright, so, what do we do with the second word? Let's read this together first, the whole aria. Okay, so, starting with the in uomini. One, two, three.
In uomini insolati sperare fedeltà.
Non vi fate sentir per carità. Di pasta simile son tutti quanti le fronde mobili laure impostanti, anche degli uomini stabilità, mentite lacrime, fallaci sguardi, voci ingannevoli, vezzi bugiardi, solde primarie.
Primarie.
Uh-huh. I'm getting the rhythm of the aria stuck in my head. Sole primarie. Sole primarie. Lor qualità. Uh-huh. In noi.
In noi.
The in. In. Not in. Can everybody go in noi?
In noi.
It's very annoying. Okay.
In noi
non a mano che il lor diletto
poi ci dispregiamo
neganci
affetto.
Ne val da barbari,
no. Ne val da barbari,
chieder pietà. Paghiam,
o femmine,
d'ugual,
moneta,
Questa malefica razza indiscreta amiam
per comoro
per vanità. All right, so here is, notice that I sent this to you as I found it. In other words, there's not, when you're looking at an aria, okay, when you're transcribing an aria, especially from a libretto source, which is what I did, you're going to notice that it doesn't have the same amount of feet or consistent feet as a poem would. In other words, there's not the same amount of syllables per line as a poem. But a lot of poems have 8, 10, or 12 per line, and if you guys look at German poetry, for example, the rhymes occur every other line. So if you have four lines in a stanza, line 1 and line 3 will rhyme, lines 2 and 4 will also rhyme. Occasionally, you could have lines 1 and 4 rhyme, and lines 2 and 3 rhyme.
Mm.
And really bad poets will have all four of them rhyme. Okay. All right. Now, there are a couple things. Okay. So, uomini. How do we IPA that?
Oh, yeah, open. Oh.
Alright, so what are we doing with the ooh? Let's solidify in stress first. Okay, so whoa meaning.
Three syllables.
Right, so.
Yeah, I think I stressed it wrong.
How do we know that? All right. So, here's one way of thinking. How do we know this? Okay, and this aria is full of three syllable words that the stress is on the first syllable. Okay, So, to tie this back into English diction, you guys remember what I was saying about articles? Indefinite and definite articles? What are our indefinite articles? Okay, and if we want plural, summary. Okay, All right, and then what's our definite?
The.
All right. Are any of these ever stressed?
No.
Unless you're saying, I'm from the University of Miami. Okay, the Penn State. No. Not to make fun of football players, but there are some exceptions. All right. Now, what are some common prepositions?
On.
You guys know what some prepositions are?
On, atop.
On, in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At.
I used to have all 55 memorized.
Okay. What do prepositions do? What do prepositional phrases do? What do they function as grammatically? A lot of different things. They can, as a whole, they can function as adjectives. Some of them can function as nouns. Others as adverbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some as subjects. They usually don't. They don't function as verbs though. That's the. All right. Now, what do you think? If you didn't know any better, what do you think the first word is? In? What part of speech do you think it would be? Even if you didn't have.
It would be in.
It looks like a preposition in English, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do we stress prepositional words?
No.
All right. And a lot of Italian poetry, okay, is going to have some way, okay, here's how it normally goes. Okay, if you have an unstressed syllable, you're going to go and hit a stressed syllable. The next syllable, the next bit that follows. So, this case, in Womini, okay, what syllable takes the most time in terms of vowels? Let's try to think of it that way. Whoa.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Okay. Always remember that W, okay, even though we're going to IPA, that is a glide, all right, it still starts from the premise of a vowel, right? And that back vowel is going to always take more time to pronounce than our forward vowels like E and A. E, A, okay, O is inherently longer. We're going to give it more weight. In uomini, okay, it goes ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. You have to find what makes more sense. In uomini, in soldati. Okay, instead of in uomini, in soldati.